This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Timmons, T-I-M-M-O-N-S, first name Vena, V-E-N-A. The date of birth, November 24, 1967. The date of evaluation, September 18, 2025. The referring physician is Dr. Stufman. The chief complaint, 57-year-old male seen preoperatively, as he is scheduled for rotator cuff repair, period. The HBI. The patient is a 57-year-old African-American male who reports an injury to the left shoulder, which occurred on approximately June 2nd, 2025. While lifting, period. The patient was referred for MRI, which demonstrated a complete rotator cuff tear. The pain was initially noted to be mild, but had become progressively worsened, period. Pain is rated 9/10 subjectively. It radiates down the arm. It is associated with decreased range of motion and numbness, period. She denies symptoms of chest pain or shortness of breath, period. The past medical history is significant for pulmonary embolism, which was recurrent both in 2009 and 2015, period. She reports history of DVT, period. Off note, comma, the pulmonary embolism in 2009 was felt to be secondary to occurred following knee surgery, period. The past surgical history includes right knee replacement, period. Medication, she is taking Pradaxa 75 milligrams BID, Flexeril 10 milligrams BRN, Tylenol 500 milligrams BRN. Allergies, doxycycline results in itching and rash. Latex results in rash. Family history. Grandfather had hardening of the arteries. Grandmother had breast cancer. The social history. She is a prior smoker who quit approximately 20 years ago, period. She notes occasional alcohol use, period. She further reports occasional marijuana use. Review of system. Otherwise, unremarkable. The physical examination, blood pressure 136/83, pulse 84, respiratory rate 18, height 63 inches, weight 167.8 pounds. In general, she's alert, oriented, and in acute distress. The left shoulder demonstrates decreased range of motion. There is tenderness on abduction to approximately 85 degrees, period. There is limited range of motion, period. The data review, ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm 77 beats per minute and is otherwise normal. The impression, 57-year-old African-American male seen preoperatively, 57-year-old African-American female seen preoperatively scheduled for left rotator cuff repair. She has history of DVT and pulmonary embolism, period. She currently is on anticoagulation, period. Patient is advised to stop Pradaxa prior to her surgery. She's to stop Pradaxa 5 to 7 days prior to surgery, period. She is otherwise cleared for her procedure. Signed, Dr. Rollington Ferguson.